kind of an inquiring mind, and I always wonder what made somebody start something. And looking at this arboretum 200 years ago, or 100 years ago when they started it, I guess it's been about 91 years ago when they started this. What made him pick here? There was no way he could have ever visioned what this became. What was he thinking? And there's actually a quote here that I wanted to read. Boyce Thompson wrote, "I have in mind far more than mere botanical propagation. I hope to benefit the state and the Southwest by the addition of new products. A plant collection that will be assembled, which will be of interest not only to nature lover and plant student, but which will stress the practical side as well, to see if we cannot make these mesas, hillsides, canyons far more productive and beautiful for mankind." That was a pretty incredible vision from 1924.
And I would say he's accomplished that vision. We are the recipients of that. This is just amazing. It's just a Garden of Eden in an otherwise desolate area. But it just goes to show what you can do with some forethought and planning and a strategic placement of plants in the landscape. You know, Harper's Nursery can provide you with lots of those resources. Just is such a beautiful thing to see a desert like this become such a just absolute oasis. These riparian areas throughout the state of Arizona are pretty amazing. You go through these desert canyons, yet down on the bottom you can see the odd cottonwood tree or a few desert willows, you know, popping up here and there. And wherever there's a little bit of water, there's going to be some different types of plant life.
And I guess that's what blows my mind about the forethought of this back in 1924. They didn't have Rainbird, they didn't have Hunter, they didn't have Toro, they didn't have these irrigation systems you screw glue together and set to an automatic timer. I mean, this was some serious work.
Yeah, and this is really a really nice spot, because in Queen Creek here, this has been a bit of a depository for a lot of the topsoil that comes down through that canyon, a Devil's Canyon down out of the mountains, and it pours into this kind of this open area here. And you can see why these eucalyptus trees have thrived here for all these years. During floods, it no doubt overflowed the Queen Creek area, and this entire basin we're standing in right now is some just tremendously nice soil for all these, supporting all these trees.
Well, the calls are loaded, so we're going to turn it back over to the studio and see if they can wrap a few up here before bottom of the hour news.
And it's Rosie and John Jay in studio, and that was Romy and John Eisenhower from Integrity Tree Service broadcasting from Boyce Thompson Arboretum for the tree climbing contest with the Arizona Shade Council. Let's get right to the lines. Listen, this is what we've got in queue. We've got Rebecca in Sedona, Jan in Queen Creek, Valerie in Prescott Valley, and Richard in Tucson. Let's start with Rebecca in Sedona. She's been the most patient. We certainly appreciate your patience, Miss Rebecca. How can we help you in this beautiful morning in Sedona?
Good morning. Yes, my roses are leafing out, and yet we could still have a lot of winter up here. And I just wondered if I should wait to fertilize till we get our true spring, or go ahead and fertilize now.
You know, that's really a tough call, isn't it? You know, in your part of the state, I might just wait just a tad. You know, I mean, history is history, and there's a reason we keep records of things. And there's, like you said, there's probably a pretty good chance you're going to have a cold snap or two or three.
Right.
Yet, you know, the month of March sometimes can be one of our wettest, coldest months of the year, and especially at your elevation.
The first year I was here, we had a big snow in April, so I know that can happen.
Yeah. I would say here in the valley, roses, they've been pruned back. They're leafing out. You need to start pruning them. You know, in Sedona at 4,000 foot or elevation, I'd probably hold off.
Boy, John, I have to interject this one thing. Jennifer and I trailered the horses up to Yellow Jacket Mesa on Monday, and we were riding in an area we hadn't ridden before. We came up on the precipice of the Verde Valley and took in a view of all of Verde Valley, Apache Made, all of Sedona, and the snow-capped Humphreys Peak. We got off the horses,
stopped,
sat down, ate our sandwiches, and it was absolutely one of the most breathtaking views. And you turn your head back in history and think how many times guys on horseback and gals on horseback came up to these kind of views and just thought, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
The great state of Arizona. Valerie in Prescott Valley, Richard in Tucson, and Jan in Queen Creek, all when we get back here with John J. Harper out in the outdoor living section of Rosie on the House.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.